Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm here at East Wake High School. I'll tell you why we're here, and we'll also talk about when we'll have some thunderstorms later today.
Also honoring a fallen police canine, how you can show your respect today after the tragic loss in the line of duty.
And the Stanley Cup has a new home this morning. The Vegas Golden Knights and their fans are celebrating the team's first championship. 6 years in existence, and they finally got the Stanley Cup. What an accomplishment, right? Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday. We are also celebrating a special birthday. It is Jeff Hogan's birthday. I'm a Facebook official, but be sure to wish this guy a happy birthday.
Yes, thank you. I think the only place they're partying harder than us is Vegas, you know, with that championship.
Yeah.
But we're doing our best. Keep it up here. So thank you very much.
Tough to keep up with Jeff here.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all being with us here this morning. We had a beautiful start to our day here. Mild temperatures. Elizabeth Gardner is live this morning for us. And I see the jacket, Elizabeth. So we're going to get there today. Just not quite there yet.
All right. Happy birthday, Jeff. I'm sorry I'm not in the studio with you there, but celebrations happening right here and all across our area, of course, over the last week. It is graduation week, and I'm here at East Wake High School. Something extra exciting for the kids here, they're going to be on the Today Show in the 8 o'clock hour, and we'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. It is a nice, cool morning out here. Let's take a look at what's going on outside. Right here, it is completely clear. We take a look at Apex, and it looks absolutely gorgeous there as well. But of course, we've been talking about the fact that we'll have some afternoon thunderstorms. So we'll jump in and take a look at future cast, and it's going to be nice and quiet this morning. We're going to have hundreds of students potentially out here celebrating this morning, but everything looks good for a bit. You can see by lunchtime, we start to see some cloud cover streaming up from the north. We have a cold front that's going to be, or a warm front, lifting northward later on today. And you can see by 5 o'clock, we have some scattered storms that start to develop from the Triangle area southward. We'll likely see that on and off through the evening. Not likely to see a ton of rain with this, and the bulk of it will likely be in our southern or eastern counties. But do be prepared for that starting around the middle of the afternoon. It's pleasantly cool out here this morning. Our temperatures upper 50s and low 60s. We're going to see our temperatures climbing up to 82 by lunchtime. And look at that. We could have a 90 degree day this afternoon before those thunderstorms roll in. Coming up, we're going to talk more about chances for rain getting into the weekend.
All right, Elizabeth, it is now 6:01, and we're following breaking news in Durham. A section of Midland Terrace is closed right now while police investigate some sort of a crash. Let's head out there live to Michael Grayson, the WRAL breaking news tracker, who's gathering new details. Michael, I don't see the police out there anymore, but I can still see that vehicle down at the bottom of that hill.
Yeah, that's right, Brian. They've actually had the Person County Sheriff move out, as well as Roxborough Police, and a investigator with Durham PD just showed up. So they've moved out the rest of the cars. But the car that actually is involved in the crash right behind me down that hill. I want to get you this video, though, from the WRAL breaking news tracker and give you a better look at what this scene looked like before all those agencies moved out. And you can see that car has some extensive damage to the roof. The trunk even popped open. And it looked like it may have even rolled over with all those dents on top of the car. And another thing you'll notice is that the car may have even hit some water pipes, it looks like, outside here at the Durham Fire Station number 9. So a unique situation where you had State Highway Patrol, Roxborough Police, Person County Sheriffs, as well as Durham PD and FD all assisting on this scene at one point. One thing we're working with Roxborough Police on is finding out exactly how this crash happened, as well as the condition of the driver involved. But Brian, they are definitely going to have this road shut down for the foreseeable future as this investigation continues, and they still need to tow that car out from the bottom of the hill, so that could take a while.
All right, Michael, thanks for that live update, and we'll be checking in with you through the morning. That section of Midland Terrace that is closed right now is right around Camden Avenue in front of Fire Station number 9. Until they can get that reopened, consider using Club Boulevard as your best alternate between Gear Street and Camden this morning. Around the rest of the triangle, we're looking good on major routes. Just check with Raleigh 911. No crashes reported anywhere in Wake County.
Brian, thanks. Today, mobile sports betting will become legal in North Carolina, but you won't be able to place bets right away. Governor Cooper is expected to sign the bill following years of debate in the General Assembly. It allows you to bet on professional and college sports through mobile apps and at 8 in-person locations. But gambling won't start until at least January because the State Lottery Commission has to set up how it will work. WRAL's Matt Tallhelm will be at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte as Governor Cooper signs the bill at 11 a.m. You can watch it live on WRAL.com and on our news app and look for coverage on air during WRAL's News at Noon. Breaking news, one person is hurt after an overnight shooting in Raleigh near the Briar Creek area. Officers responded to Small Oak Lane just before 11:30 last night. They found a man who had been shot. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive. Video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker shows officers searching for evidence near the scene. They cleared out around 3 a.m. Investigators have not said if they've made any arrests.
A big show of support is expected today at a special memorial for a Wake County canine officer who was killed in the line of duty. You're invited as the public to come out and celebrate his life. This is Canine Santos right here. You see, he was killed last month. WRAL's Laura Levine is live at the State Fairgrounds with how people will come together to honor him. Laura.
Jeff, good morning. That memorial service is happening here at the Carr Scott building behind me at the State Fairgrounds today. Now, the Wake County Sheriff's Office says that Canine Santos played an integral role in keeping our community safe, and his loss has left a profound impact. Now, Santos joined the Sheriff's Office in 2016, making him the longest serving canine there. His loss comes after he was accidentally shot in the line of duty by another officer in late May. Knightdale Police Chief Lawrence Capp said his officer stopped a suspect near the Carrington Woods neighborhood. Canine Santos and his handler were tracking the suspect when a Knightdale officer accidentally fired a shot, hitting the dog.
This is really a heartbreaking tragedy. The remorse and the level of grief that is felt by our officers and by our deputies is real. It is palpable.
And again, this service is open to the public. WRAL will be streaming it online at WRAL.com. It begins at 11 a.m. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
The legal team for former President Donald Trump is working on its next moves after Trump's historic arraignment in a Miami federal courtroom. Experts think his attorneys will try and file a motion to get key evidence or the entire case itself tossed out. Meanwhile, federal prosecutors must start turning over evidence it plans to use at trial. That process could take months. As for Trump himself, he's likely to be back on the presidential campaign trail. At his golf club in New Jersey last night, he defended his plea of not guilty. He also dismissed the charges against him, including mishandling classified documents once he left office.
Threatening me with 400 years in prison for possessing my own presidential papers, which just about every other president has done, is one of the most outrageous and vicious legal theories ever put forward in an American court of law.
Legal experts say Trump's claim here is false because a law passed in 1978 gives the National Archives complete control of presidential records. That law also makes clear what is an official record and what is a personal document.
Also, Renee, the federal charges against Trump could have a big effect on the 2024 presidential election here in North Carolina. Political science expert Michael Bitzer tells WRAL many Republicans will keep supporting the former president through his trial, and his base will do the same. But Bitzer says the groups to watch will be the independents and swing voters.
It's going to be really interesting to see if these folks are paying attention to the trial as it unfolds and what their perceptions of the evidence being presented against the former president. We know a lot in the indictment, but a lot more will come out in the trial. And I think that's going to be the key linchpin to kind of see how this plays out politically here in North Carolina.
If you remember, Trump won North Carolina in 2020 by just a little over 1%. It was one of the closest margins in the country.
The way you vote in future North Carolina elections could be changing. You're looking live at the General Assembly, where lawmakers will debate a bill today that proposes major reform to the state's election laws. Now, if the bill passes, any mail-in votes not received by election night would be tossed out. Right now, there is a 3-day grace period. The bill would also change rules for same-day voter registration. Today's hearing on the bill is in the State Senate Elections Committee.
Talking money in our pockets now. We could get another sign this morning that inflation is easing ahead of a key decision on whether or not to raise interest rates. The latest producer price index reports due out at 8:30 this morning. The PPI is a gauge on what retailers pay for the items they put on our store shelves. Today's report comes a day after the release of another key price index that focuses on everyday items like groceries and gas. It found inflation for those items is rising at its slowest rate in more than 2 years. Both of these inflation reports could play an important role today as the Federal Reserve decides whether to raise interest rates again at its meeting. The recent good news could signal to our nation's central bank that another rate hike is not needed, at least for now. The Fed has raised interest rates 10 of the last 15 months to try to cool off inflation. Each rate hike leads to higher costs for mortgages, car loans, and credit card debt.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center. We are continuing to follow that breaking news out of South River, New Jersey. I want to show you a live picture here of a gas leak that led to a massive fire causing a warehouse to collapse. I just saw video of the fire. It spanned the whole block. It was a massive fire. It happened last night around 10 p.m., but this is a live picture. You can see a crew still there putting water on that fire. Luckily, no injuries are reported at this time, but hundreds of first responders are at the scene, have gone to the scene to help fight this fire here. Again, the warehouse did collapse and other structures around it also caught fire. Again, firefighters still pouring water on this, but you can see kind of the haze in the sky there. Smoke is filling the town. Utility crews right now working on shutting down that main gas line just so nothing else happens. But again, a warehouse collapsed in South River, New Jersey. No injuries reported right now. Now, that's a Vegas showstopper. The Vegas Golden Knights are Stanley Cup champions. The team won the championship with a huge 9-3 win over the Florida Panthers last night, closing out the series 4-1. Fans celebrated outside T-Mobile Arena throughout the game as their team cruised to victory. It's the first Stanley Cup win for the Golden Knights. We'll have more about their win in 15 minutes coming up in What's Trending.
6:10 the time right now on your Wednesday. The superintendent of the state's largest school district is stepping down, and WRL sat down with Caddy Moore one-on-one coming up. What she told us about her plans after retirement and how the district has changed since she started.
Also coming up, the so-called Great Resignation may be coming to an end. At least that's what the Labor Department's numbers show. We'll take a look at what's behind the decline of this pandemic-era trend.
And we're celebrating high school graduates this morning. I'm here at East Wake High School. I'll explain why, and we'll talk about what looks like a nice day until we get to the afternoon with some storms.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:13 and I'm here at East Wake High School. Of course, it is high school graduation season and the kids here are going to be on the Today Show in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk more about that coming up. Beautiful morning out here for sure. Beautiful clear skies here in Wendell, and we're taking a look at what's happening across the viewing area. Let's jump on out and take a look at Goldsboro, and you can see beautiful sunrise there behind the buildings downtown, and it feels pleasantly cool. Of course, I'm standing out here in my jacket. It's lovely. Heading out the door, you might want to grab a jacket. Our temperatures are going to be from the upper 50s to low 60s with lots of sunshine. And of course, we're seeing graduations all day. A lot of them, at least in Wake County, are at the convention center downtown, kind of one after the other. So this morning, pleasantly cool. At lunchtime, 82, but we do hit 90 this afternoon, and we do have a chance for some scattered storms. I'll show you the timeline on Futurecast coming up.
All right, Elizabeth, 6:15 right now, and we still have that breaking news in Durham. A section of Midland Terrace is closed right around Camden Avenue as they work to clear a crash there. Michael Grace is tracking that in the WRIO Breaking News Tracker. We'll get an update from him in just a little bit about the investigation. In the meantime, consider using Club Boulevard as your best alternate between Gear Street and Camden Avenue. Around the rest of the triangle, we are looking good right now. Around Wake County, all of our major routes are cleared. Those major approaches into Raleigh are looking fine out of eastern Wake County and also out of Wake Forest.
Brian, thanks. After more than 30 years in education, the superintendent of Wake County Schools is wrapping up her final weeks before retiring at the end of this month. Caddy Moore spent 5 years as superintendent for the state's largest school district. She tells WREL visiting schools to see teaching and learning take place has been a rewarding experience. In a one-on-one interview, she tells us the changes she's seen since starting as school teacher in the 1980s.
We're larger, for one thing. Incredible periods of growth during that time. I remember when we were opening 6-7 schools a year, growing by 6,000 or 7,000 students a year. That growth has ebbed, and it's more disparate, and families have more choices, so all of that is a part of the landscape moving forward.
Moore tells WRL she looks forward to enjoying time with family once she retires. Wake County Board of Education appointed Randy Helms to take over as interim.
One of our U.S. senators here in North Carolina says he is against appointing Dr. Mandy Cohen to lead the CDC. Earlier this month, sources told WRL President Biden planned to choose her. Cohen led our state health department in the height of the pandemic. Republican Senator Ted Budd believes she's the wrong choice. He sent a letter to the White House that reads in part, given her strong affiliation with the Democratic Party and the COVID-19 lockdowns, it'll be difficult for the American people to trust Dr. Cohen. President Biden has not officially made the pick.
The so-called Great Resignation may be coming to an end. Experts say the quitting rate is nearing pre-pandemic levels after spiking for more than 2 years. WRL's Ken Smith is here now with a look at what's behind this about face in the job market.
Yeah, but it seems like during the pandemic, it seemed like we were constantly reporting on people quitting their jobs at record numbers. People were said to be reevaluating their lives. Well, a big draw for many people 2 or 3 years ago were a lot of job opportunities that came with higher pay. Now, after peaking last year, the so-called quits rate is steadily declining. Now, based on numbers from the U.S. Department of Labor, the rate at which people are quitting their jobs fell to the 2019 pre-pandemic average. Now, the bottom line here is the pandemic gave workers more flexibility. Many of them sought out jobs that offered more flexibility, like working remotely and, of course, higher pay. What's behind all this? Well, economists agree the job market has gradually cooled. Staffing shortages are less of an issue in some industries, and workers appear more nervous about the job outlook. All that being said, though, economists say there's no better time than now to find a job. Of course, if you're looking, there's still a robust job market out there, Jeff.
All right, Kent, thanks for that. A basketball legend is once again part of our state's legendary fishing tournaments. Now, Michael Jordan competing at the Big Rock Tournament in Moorhead City, and a drone captured this picture, not just of the sunrise there where he is headed out, but Jordan's boat, the 80-foot yacht named Catch 23, after his famous jersey number, of course. It makes Jordan's fourth straight appearance at Big Rock. Last year, he caught a 24-pound dolphin fish. The tournament runs through this weekend. I know they had some rough seas to get it started, but hopefully it'll be nice in the days ahead as they continue to fish out there. Elizabeth Gardner is at East Wake High School right now. A different celebration of sorts out there, Elizabeth.
High school graduation season. The Today Show is doing something really cool called Graduation Nation, and they're highlighting Wake County right here at East Wake High School in the 8 o'clock hour. And we'll be talking more about that coming up at 6:45. But let's talk about weather. It's a beautiful morning out here. I'm very comfortable in a jacket, but y'all know that I'm always chilly, but it's beautiful. We take a live look across our area, our live camera network showing beautiful, clear, sunny skies everywhere. They're in Goldsboro. We've got a beautiful view of the DBAP. Of course, the Durham Bulls have a home stand. It could be an isolated evening thunderstorm this evening. Chapel Hill looking beautiful, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And in Apex, we're looking at gorgeous sunny skies right now. Let's take a look at what's happening there as we look at our satellite and radar view. You can see those showers and thunderstorms well to our southwest. All of that will start to lift northeast toward our area and bring us a chance of thunderstorms mid to late afternoon. The bulk of those will be in the southern part of the viewing area, but we could see those in any part of the region. Most of them will be during the evening, but we could have a few of those that pop up later or earlier in the afternoon. We take a look at our weekend storm chances, too. We're looking at a much slimmer chance on Father's Day, just a 20% chance now. But for Monday on Juneteenth, it's up to 50%. So it looks like once we get past today that our next best chance for thunderstorms doesn't come until we get to Monday. And that's great news for celebrating Father's Day or Juneteenth on Saturday. I'll show you that in a second. Futurecast, starting off clear this morning, looks absolutely gorgeous. Notice by lunchtime, the clouds are shifting northward. So some clouds in the south from the Triangle area southward. And then you can see there at 3 o'clock, those storms that develop from in our southern counties. And it looks like we see a little bit of a break potentially around the evening commute. And then after that, a chance of some evening thunderstorms, again, starting at around 8 or 9 and out of here by midnight. So it'll be on and off for us today. I know we could use a little bit of rain. Right now, we don't have a threat for severe weather, and so that's good news. Hopefully, some folks will get a little rain on their gardens. As we get into Thursday, we also have a chance of potentially of some isolated thunderstorms. You can see the Futurecast is showing a little bit of that. How much rain are we likely to see? Well, we could see up to an inch of rain in parts of the viewing area by the time we're finished with this into Monday. Father's Day, trending hotter and drier. Yesterday, it looked like upper 80s, looking at 90 for Father's Day now. And then, of course, we have the Juneteenth celebration. That's actually on Saturday, looking at almost 90 degrees for Saturday. Juneteenth itself, of course, is Monday, and we have a chance for thunderstorms. Checking out our seven-day forecast, we did have to bump up some of those temperatures. 90 today, 91 Friday, 90 on Sunday. But once we get past Monday, a little bit of a break in some of the heat with a high of 79. Back to you.
All right, Elizabeth, 622 right now, and we continue to follow that situation in Durham with a section of Midland Terrace closed right around Camden Avenue. I want to take you to live pictures from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. And you see the police are still investigating all of this on the other side of that Durham Fire Station sign. That's where we have a vehicle that kind of rolled down an embankment. Michael Grace is on the scene gathering details about that. Till they can reopen Midland Terrace, though, you need to think about alternate routes to get between Club Boulevard and Camden Avenue. And your best bet, to get between Gear Street and Camden Avenue, and your best bet is going to be Club Boulevard. And it's looking pretty good according to our latest sensor updates. We're looking good around the rest of Wake County as well. Just check with Raleigh 911. Still crash-free around Raleigh.
Thanks, Brian. 622. And 2 weeks after a 10-year-old was killed while riding his scooter, neighbors are calling for a solution. The specific actions Apex residents want to take to keep their kids safe. Plus, leaders are working on a plan to ease traffic headaches in Chapel Hill today. How the 15501 and I-40 interchange could soon look different. First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers on your screen.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Every day is a party in Vegas. But fans of the city's hockey team have a little more to celebrate today.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
This was going to be our party, but, you know, celebrity fans of the Las Vegas team were out there in full force last night with their Stanley Cup win. Owen Wilson, 50 Cent, Darius Rucker, and Steve Aoki, just some of the stars at the arena last night for the big celebration.
And Canes fans might be a little happy that the Florida Panthers were crushed, but still, watching a Stanley Cup celebration, it might sting a little, so we'll move on.
Yeah. Supporters of another team are trying to keep them out of Vegas. Oakland A's fans have been boycotting the team all year, but last night they staged a reverse boycott. More than 27,000 fans held signs and chanted, "Sell the team," toward the owner, who is getting closer to moving the A's to Vegas.
Yeah. Moving the A's to Vegas and then that reverse deal, I've never heard of anything like this. They had the largest crowd of the season to come out to the stadium, more than 27,000 people all saying, "Sell the team," but they showed up. So the team reversed it on them and said, "We're taking all the proceeds, more than $800,000, and giving it to charity locally in Oakland." So take that, right? Brian, thank you. Elizabeth.
It is a beautiful morning here at East Wake High School, where we're celebrating graduation. We do have a chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. I'll show you the timeline for that coming up.
A crash shuts down a road in Durham. Coming up, I'll tell you where it's at and give you a look at the damage.